Come, brave boys of great renown, let not your courage be cast down. Though cannons roar and trumpets sound, and drums and pikes do rattle, there's not a man with courage bold, but now may get good store of gold. Our enemies we'll so control, and bravely give them battle. Since Orange doth us not neglect, on our part shall be no defeat, but that our country will protect against any foreign nation. The French we value not one jot, nor Irish Teague that silly sot, but both of them shall go to pot whene'er we do engage 'em. 'Twas never known an Englishman, either by sea or yet by land, but valiantly his post did stand, and danger never feared. Whenever that our cause is good, we'll fight up to the knees in blood. Our courage cannot be withstood, nor by our foes be feared. Weigh anchor, then let's sail away. Time and tide admits no stay. I care not if I were this day in France, but safely landed. The French king then we'd make to scut, worse than when his arse was cut, that he ne'er more shall go to rut. By us he'll be so branded. There's not a soldier in the land, nor seaman, as I understand, but cheerfully would lend a hand to bring that monarch under. Of late so insolent he's grown, the Protestants he does disown, and acts a tyrant's part is known, his malice doth so thunder. Though Father Peter's there is safe, and in his sleeve now seems to laugh, a bitter cup will make him quaff than e'er he did at the altar. The villain run away for fear, for if he had stayed longer here, I can but think how he would swear, his head being in a palter. Now let us all with one consent thank God that hath a prince ascent, as under him an instrument to be our chief director, and let a flowing bowl go round whilst we are still on English ground. Our enemies, la 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 la, he'll da la 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 la.